Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem coming on for Motivation Monday. Find your voice, activate legacies. Again, today is all Motivation Monday. I wanted to come on and talk about finding your voice, so then how do we activate far beyond the moment? I think many of us know that there are many, many, many ways to find your voice, whether we're talking about writing or speaking or blogging or even blog talk radio and whatever that it may be, podcasting, using your thoughts and your voice to activate new ideas, to take people, to empower them to the next level. And I think all of those who've been tuning in for different episodes and week by week, that's what I love to do. Again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I'm coming on to empower by way of motivating. What are 10 tips? You know, maybe to keep in mind, but 10 tips to really help you activate finding your voice. So I just came from one of my co-working spaces that I love. Oh, my goodness. And I was talking with a community member. This is for you, Dr. Smith, doing a shout-out to you. Again, when we all learn how to work together, how to empower, you can never know the future that is beginning to form through all of it. So when I say I was at a co-working space, I will be having a show about that in the future. But there was a conversation that came up where, wow, you have so much out there. This is amazing. How do you do what you do? One, it's all about finding my motivation. In finding my voice, it has required me to rely on myself. Woo-hoo-hoo. Some people, we rely on different things, different people, different whatever that it may be. But how do you find your voice, and how do I do what I do, and how can I empower the future? So today, I wanted to come on to provide just a few tips, maybe more than a few, but this is comprised of 10 tips to help you in finding your voice and activating, again, a far away in the future legacy, because that's what we should be after. How can what we're doing activate new conversations, and how can it outlive us? I think about that a lot. Being the author of a 2-time award-winning book, Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage, I say to people, and I can't even believe I'm saying it, this book is going to outlive all of us. When I wrote it, I was doing it like, woo-woo, got to get it done. And yet, when we pull back and think, how is what I am doing creating a legacy? You do the work, and all other things will begin to help us to soar in moving the needle in new ways. So where I want to start with the first tip really comes from the moment that my mother dropped me off to college. And she simply just said this, do what you love and the money will follow. And I thought, well, isn't that trendy? And then now years later and decades later, she's so right. I'm doing what I love. And part of what I do is activating a voice, having something to say. I am doing what I love. And I am thankfully able to be abundant in that. And I strive to continue that. And I encourage all of us to do that. Now, what the training didn't provide, but yet the living did in my evolution, was doing what I love and then finding other avenues, other niches, other ways of doing, perhaps even effortlessly, what I love. So for the past few years, look, this is not new, okay? So for certain people, they're like, oh, the pandemic, all of a sudden, maybe that's when you saw, oh, no, this was happening before. Some are just catching up with the moment. This is a whole other vibration that's moving forward as I am, again, empowering, but doing what I love as I share information. So again, do what you love and the money can follow. So as you find your voice, as you begin to step into sharing more, hey, new opportunities may arise. So on to the second tip. Oh, people will say to me all the time, I don't know how you have time. I don't have time. Well, we all have 24 hours in a day. Let's be clear. While some of us may act like we have less or maybe we have more, I have the same amount of time as the rest of us, same amount of time to sleep, same amount of time to work, same amount of time to do the things that I love that then I can make time to do even more. Did you hear me? So when other people are saying, I don't have time, time is my thing. Time is on my side, and I make time for what I want. I make time for what it is that I want to do, and I make time for the things that can outlive me. And here is how it's all interconnected. So the average person will look at a workshop, a conversation, a panel through the prism of 8 a.m. to maybe 5 p.m. Well, if you shift it on its head in finding your voice through the audio world, then you can find your audience and find your voice perhaps at 2 in the morning while you're sleeping. So I'm making time because time is always there, and then what I am doing right now, it's far beyond. There's going to be people in the future, way in time, who are going to hear this. So make time, because then all the time will pay off in the long run with all of these other opportunities. I hope I'm going deep, but I hope that I'm keeping it quite simple. When you make time, when and if and how you make time, that can also lead to you finding your voice. And more importantly, I would encourage you to find your audio voice. In fact, if I were to retitle this episode, I would say find your, perhaps parentheses, audio voice and advance legacies still yet unseen, centuries beyond. Hey, I didn't have enough characters to be able to put all that. That's why I had to keep it simple. Find your voice, advance legacies. Now, I've already gone over two tips. Do what you love, the money will follow. Second tip, make time. Other people say they don't have time. You should make more time. That's what I do when I hear people say, I couldn't even do it. I will. I'll make time for what I believe that is far beyond this moment, which then brings me into the third tip. Do you realize what the biggest archive is and has already become? Yeah, okay, for some it's Google, and then for those of us who are historians who are on the ground and at the historical societies and all those different archives, that comprises a whole other archive. But the biggest archive that is happening right now in this real time that you're catching me is the future audio archive, the archive of sound, where I am. Again, you all hear me say I am the one and only. And you will be able to find that out, because then there will be an archive of voices, of sound, of audio, of, okay, Dr. Moustakim, she has all her quirks in her voice, and this is how this is. And then there will be a whole landscape. There already is. This has been ongoing. You see what I'm saying? The archive is going to comprise a soundscape, a landscape of so much more. So why wouldn't you want to be a part of the biggest archive? That's the way that I think when I was rushing home to, like, I want to try this out, tell people what's going on in classes, or just empower. That's because I want to be a part of the future of memory. And also, I want to be remembered, a part of the biggest archive of the future that is already happening. It's already been happening. So put yourself a part of that. That's a huge tip. Again, that's a third tip. Think about that big archive that's already happening. Where are you? Where and how are you in that? Fourth point that I want to go on into to think, to get you to think about, is that in the 20th century, it would be about who you know. So that way you could be at the table and be able to demonstrate, I know this person and all of that, and then they will get to what you know. Well, the 21st century now lends an opportunity to, it's not about who you know. The what you know can be in a full platform all at once, whether speaking with audio or video, however. But what I'm getting at is that the expertise of the future is really connected to content that is connected with where are you. How do you know what you know, but then, wow, where are you not? So when people say to me, so what do you do? What do I not do? Look, I'm trying to be everywhere. Again, you just heard me say that this whole future archive and landscape is about, well, it's a vast landscape. And it also is about the content that you build. The more you show up, the more of an expert that you are. It's not about how you appear or the illusions or any of that. No. You then are building a whole new profile. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been doing it without asking for permission. And that's the beauty in all of this. So again, the fourth point is recognize that expertise is splintering in a whole other way in the 21st century that can allow you greater control, ease of control, I would say, with content, because then you can just start speaking content more easily. Whoop, whoop, whoop. This is getting into another set of tools with the voice. How do we begin to chauffeur our time with the voice, not only in finding our voice, but also productivity? Again, these are future episodes. See, I'm parking these nuggets so you can understand. So let's keep it moving on to the fifth point. To be open, to be inspired. For those of you who are tuning in now, you are here to be inspired. If you weren't, then you wouldn't have hit play. Let me hear more. But go and explore the different platforms. This, for me, has been an evolution. I have been evolving in finding my voice as I am learning the various ways of empowering the future. So Blog Talk Radio and Anchor and Medium and then Apple and Spotify and all the many ways that we're seeing the world begin to speak to itself, empower itself, and activate a whole new way. So again, go, the fifth point I'm saying, be inspired. Go look at the different platforms. Go and listen. Go hit that live button on Blog Talk Radio. See who's out there. See who is using their living room, their kitchen, as their microphone, and they're broadcasting to the world. You can do that. You should have been doing it, but if not, get ready. Here you come. You should be doing it for the future so then you can begin to move the needle when other people are sleeping. All right? On to the next point, the sixth point. What I really love about in finding your voice through an audio way is forget the old. We're on with the new. This is, again, thinking about the multitudes of audiences, because the old way is, you should have been there. You missed a good talk. You missed a good time. Whatever. Audio will help us to shatter these old conventional ideas of the how and the how-to. Again, you can be a part of the new. And it's effortless when we begin to show up and enjoy it. So that gets me into the seventh point. Again, we're moving and grooving because, again, we don't have a whole lot of time, but we're using time in the right way. So on to the seventh point, we've gone over a whole lot. In order for you to find your voice in the best way that I can guarantee, you have to keep it easy and fun. It should not be hard. It should not be complicated. You know what? Let me go ahead and encourage you on this. You should be able to do mobile broadcasting. You should be able to drive in your car and have your headset on or talk on the Bluetooth or whatever that you do, because it should be easy and fun and you should be excited to show up. And it really shouldn't require a whole lot of tools. Yes, I have, you know, this great mic and then this, you know, this, just all the various things, the checklist, yes. But most of all, it should be easy and fun, fun and easy, okay? That's the seventh point. So I want to go back over really quick, do what you love, the money will follow, make time for what it is that you want, think about the biggest archive of the future is of sound and audio. Expertise is going to be shown not just by who you know, but what you know and how you know what you know, and then as much as you can be within this vast landscape. Next point, the fifth point that I was encouraging us is to be inspired by the multitudes of platforms that are out there. There is no one way, but there are a variety of ways that you can find your voice and be everywhere. How about them apples? All right, six is use and look for the tools that can help you to move past sort of what is confined to the old way. The old way can never always last. So why not be a part of the new wave where we're shattering these old conventions of how to be, how to share ideas, how to teach, how to empower, how to do what you do. Seventh point, keep it easy and keep it fun. For me, I just need my headphones and my own motivation. I am my own studio. What? I don't have to go through anybody else? That's the other thing. For me, keeping it easy and fun is cutting out the middleman. How can I produce just as much content on my own without having to rely on the world to wake up and be ready when I'm ready? So again, keep it easy and fun. So on to the eighth point really quick. This and any sound space lends more opportunities for accessibility. What I'm getting at is the audio world, finding your voice within the audio scape, the audio landscape, it allows you to make it accessible for any and everybody, because once you're done and you say publish, then it is an easy link that is shareable that then you can put a part of emails or you can invoke in conversations, or you could be like, oh my gosh, did you hear my show where I was motivating people or how to find your voice? No, tell me more. And then you're able to just share a link. It's just that easy. So if we want it easy, the easiest way is for everyone to be able to access it. That's the other part about breaking apart these old conventional ways. What I love that the audio world does is it breaks down the traditional classroom environment. It shuts down the podium, and then it allows for a different type of microphone that everyone can feel equal and fully able to engage and play it over and, whoa, I hadn't thought about that. And then it's just a whole other place of technology and access that can cross many generations. I don't want to go so deep, but the whole thing is that in finding your voice within the audio world, the whole thing is make it accessible, and you can, and it can easily be done so. So I want to give you another tip as you're thinking, oh, I want to do this. I see how. An editorial calendar for the average person who really wants to be organized and how you do it, that's the way to do it. Think about how many times a week do you want to show up, how many times a month, or, hey, maybe once, a couple times a year. Can't really say that's going to advance too many legacies if you only do it a couple times within 1 year, but, you know, do what you can. What helps me is to think about the day. Think about a day and then match a word. So if, say, I played softball, then maybe I would do softball Sunday. Or if I worked out, then maybe I would do workout Wednesday. Or even if I don't call it that, in my calendar, I can think about that day. I'm going to target conversations that way. So you know what and how best and how often that you want to show up. It's about then scheduling how you want to show up to make it easy for yourself. Now, another tip within this, sort of the A and the B, that I have to encourage over and over and over is perfection. There's going to be the ums and the ahs and the we'll sees, no problem. But you got to make a deal with yourself. Going back to this tip about make it fun and easy, you have to make a deal with yourself to let go of the need for control and perfection on all things. What if it just comes easy and then you enjoy it? So make a deal with yourself. That's what I've done, and that's what allowed this to flow, is I am okay with what needed to come through in that moment and that time. I'm not going to judge myself. I'm going to tell myself it was great, and we're going to move on to the next. Because then I can build on it. I have confidence that I've instilled within myself to know we're evolving. We can keep this going. It's not hard. It's just about making a deal with myself. It doesn't have to be perfect. So I hope that that makes sense. But again, just giving you a couple other tangible tips as you're beginning to think about developing your own show, your own audio world, your own landscape of expertise that can come in many forms. This is the best way, the soundscape world, the audio world, to find your voice and truly activate a several or many, many, many legacies that are going to be far beyond this moment. So the last and most logical tip that most of all everybody should expect me to say is just go do it. There really is not trying. It is doing it. And then to keep showing up and saying, I have something to say. I want to empower however that you will do what you do, when and if and how you make time for what you love and how you do what you do, then you can empower a whole new future. And then it lends new opportunities for future workshops. I'm so excited about this new Audio 101 workshop that's going to be coming up, so stay tuned. Reach out to me. Again, who am I? The one and only Dr. Shwani Mustakeem. And today, for Motivation Monday, I was coming on talking about find your voice activate legacies that are far beyond us. And today I was coming on to give us just a few, but yes, 10 tips, and then there's layered tips within it. Again, I'm going to go back over it really quick before we got to go, because I want you to be in the know. Do what you love, and the money will follow. Make time for what you love. The biggest archive of the future is going to be the archive of sound. The expertise of the future and of the present and the already evolving future. Expertise is seen not just by who you know, but it's about what you know and then how you are multiple places being able to share what it is that you know. The fifth tip is be inspired by other people and the sharing of ideas in the multitude of platforms. Go out there. Do your research on Anchor and Blog Talk Radio and Medium and just how do people talk? How does the world talk to itself? Next point is be open to letting go of the old and stepping into the new. Being the cutting edge, okay? Being on the leading edge of so much more. Next point was keep it easy and fun. And, hey, why not relevant? That way then people are all of a sudden like, oh, my gosh, did you hear? That was so deep. It took me even deeper than I ever could have imagined. Next tip was, now we're getting into, technology can be accessible, and then we can empower the world in new ways. You got that right. Through the sound world, we can make it accessible. Do that. Do some shows. Send out the links. Put it in your emails. Send it to your colleagues. Send it to your friends. Send it to your neighbors. Hey, go hang out at, you know, some local spot and go and say, hey, tune in to me, whatever that it can be. Now, within the two tangibles that I was giving you, and if and when and how you're ready, one, you want to have an editorial calendar. With that, keep it easy. Think about the day, maybe match the day. You know, again, it could be a Tell Me Tuesday. Sometimes I come on and do something like that, but match the day so that way you will remember. The other part of it is make a deal with yourself to let go of perfection. It's so not needed. It is about you finding your confidence as you're evolving in the empowerment, in the cycle of empowerment, how you, as you're moving forward to help other people to move to a higher level. So the last and most important, which is the main reason why I even came on, to motivate, is to say, just go do it. There is no trying. The moment you get on that microphone and say, hello, I am, you know, you're doing. So find your voice and be unafraid in the whole process. I hope you all are hearing now, in the moment, in the future. I'm having fun doing what I'm doing. I love empowering, and I love helping other people to think about their own lives and their own ideas and how you can activate to a whole new level. So here's to the future. Again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Moose-Hakeem, and I'm coming on to motivate us all on Motivation Monday. Find your voice and activate new legacies that can outlive all of us. All right, now, you know I'll be talking to you soon, and you know that I will be empowering you soon. All right, take care now. Bye-bye.